River is their only means of growth, their only channel of progress. It is by the Nile alone that their commerce can reach the outer markets, or European civilization can penetrate the inner darkness. The Sudan is joined to Egypt by the Nile, as a diver is connected with the surface by his air pipe. Without it, there is only suffocation. Aut nihilis, aut nihil. The town of Khartoum, at the confluence of the Blue and White Niles, is the point on which the trade of the South must inevitably converge. It is the great spout through which the merchandise collected from a wide area streams northward to the Mediterranean shore. It marks the extreme northern limit of the fertile Sudan. Between Khartoum and Aswan, the river flows for 1,200 miles through deserts of surpassing desolation. At last the wilderness recedes, and the living world broadens out again into Egypt and the Delta. It is with events that have occurred in the intervening waste that these pages are concerned. The real Sudan, known to the statesman and the explorer, lies far to the south, moist, undulating, and exuberant. But there is another Sudan, which some mistake for the true, whose solitudes oppress the Nile from the Egyptian frontier to Omdurman. This is the Sudan of the soldier. Destitute of wealth or future, it is rich in history.